sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 18th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, today, Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat from Grand Rapids, has confirmed she is meeting today with House Speaker Matt Hall in hopes of beginning a conversation on the fiscal year 2026 budget. Folks, look at the calendar. June 18th. Do you realize that if we had part-time legislature like we had in place for 126 years since the inception, the founding of our state, 1837 to 1963, we operated with a part-time legislature. They would meet usually after the first of the year in January. And by April 15th, sometimes even as early as March, they would have passed the budget, passed a few bills, and left Lansing for the rest of the year. If we had part-time legislature like we had from the beginning, they would have already been forced to pass a budget, a few bills, and would have been back home in district 2 months ago, if not more. Today, June 18th, well, April 18th, 2 months ago, they would have been all done for the year. These two quadrant members, Senate Majority Leader and Speaker of the House, are finally meeting today. And then here's the response to it, which I find to be completely hilarious, actually. On Friday, last Friday, the 13th of June, Speaker Matt Hall said that he was, quote, ready to get to work in good faith on the fiscal year 2026 budget. And seriously, is willing to help get a budget passed for K, kindergarten through 12th grade schools, by July 1st? You got to be kidding me. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, who's been in litigation that she sued Matt Hall over the 9 bills passed in the previous legislative session, passed by the Democrat-controlled House, Democrat-controlled Senate, was supposed to have been sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, Joe Tate never got around to it for whatever reason. when Matt Hall went into the Speaker's office on January 1st this year, New Year's Day, there's the nine bills sitting on the Speaker's desk. Matt Hall looked them over. Well, I guess he screwed up. He didn't send them to the governor, and he put them in the bottom right drawer of his desk. Winnie Brinks, the governor, have gone nuts over this. Winnie Brinks specifically, sued Matt Hall in court. The judge said he should, in good faith, send those to the governor for signature, did not say he must. Those bills are still sitting there as far as I know. Well, what are they going to talk about? According to Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. We'll find out on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment of hour number two. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks said, I'm very eager to make progress here. It's high time that we have these conversations. I'm very pleased that the Speaker has finally accepted the opportunity to meet and very hopeful that these will be very productive conversations. Also, chairs of the House and the Senate Appropriation Committees, from the Senate side, Sarah Anthony, very liberal Democrat from Lansing, and State Representative Ann Bowen, somewhat of a fiscally conservative Republican from Brighton, may also be speaking today, Wednesday, to begin working out some of the details on the K-12 budget. The Senate has put forth their entire budget proposal. The House Republicans have only put forward ideas for the K-12 budget. They haven't addressed pre-K. They haven't addressed community colleges and public universities yet. They're laser focused on K-12. Now, the Senator Darren Calamari, again, a very liberal Democrat from Trenton, he's the chair of the Senate K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee. When speaking with reporters yesterday, he said the only person standing in the way of getting a budget agreement completed is House Speaker Matt Hall, with the Senate having its spending for schools completed last month, and even the House passing K-12 budget last week. The Speaker is making it very challenging to reach a consensus before the statutory July 1st deadline. Again, when he talks about statutory, this was a law that was entered into in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's very first term. However, there's no punishment attached to it. So if they don't pass a K-12 school budget before July 1st deadline, there's no penalties. Again, another law without any teeth. When are they going to figure this out? Just like the seven lawsuits, the seven court cases that have gone before judges, where after hearing all the arguments, the judges ruled that the current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, violated election laws in the state of Michigan seven different times on seven different issues. But because the election laws written back in the 1970s, signed into law by then Governor William Milliken, had no punishment. No penalties, no fines, no fees, no jail time, nothing. Well, Benson has been using this tactic. So why shouldn't Matt Hall and the Republican majority in the House? Calamari went on to say, it's like a group project that you work on when you were in school. Many of us have been working really, really hard at it. Matt Hall simply wants to waltz in on the very last day and give the presentation and take all the credit without doing any of the work. That's not the way that you handle a massive multi-billion dollar document. Well, preferably the K-12 budget, as well as the general government budget, would be passed together if a long-term road funding formula plan was part of the mix. Why? Because it does have a direct impact on the school's budget. However, Hall is getting in the way of even getting a school aid fund bill done on time by spending time, for example, in Washington, D.C. today when he should be here in Lansing doing his work. He's taking time away from the legislature, taking time away from the budget negotiations, and for what purpose? We really don't know. Calamari wasn't the only one letting off a little steam on the Senate floor yesterday. Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony took to the Senate floor to say that at a time when Republicans are in Washington, D.C., slashing Medicaid programs for Michigan residents, the State House Republicans are adding to the chaos. Our people want assurances in this moment, but unfortunately, the House Republicans have chosen a different path, one marked by delay, disarray, and disregard for the urgency of the moment. Instead of passing a comprehensive plan, we received a handful of education-related budgets, just weeks before the July 1st deadline. Okay, stop right there, Anthony. What Matt Hall and the Republicans are doing is basically, again, perfect analogy, exactly what your Democrat, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, has been doing ever since she took office. The things that we're finding out, the things that she's been subpoenaed for, the things that she's refusing to give to the House Oversight Committee, Election Integrity Committee, that they're forcing them to take them to court over, she violated election laws. So you're going to claim that Matt Hall and the House Republicans are violating a July 1st deadline statutorily put in place by Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And to be honest with you, they've already passed their school budget. All you guys in the Senate have to do is adopt the House's proposal and tell the governor to sign it. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't like the House budget. Well, guess what? Appropriation bills start in the House. The governor can put out her ideas, her policies, her agenda. The Senate can do the same. But it comes down to the House. Ultimately, the budget needs to be passed in the House. Once it's passed in the House, it then goes to the Senate for confirmation and sent to the governor for signing. You guys are trying to do the budget process backwards. And again, elections have consequences. Well, here's the bottom line. Both Senator Anthony and Calamari were critical of the House Republicans' K-12 budget plan, which rolls up dozens of specific spending items such as free school lunch, literacy programs, Head Start, and school-based health care centers. They also noted that the House plan dips into the school aid rainy day fund, which they argued doesn't make any sense, since the state is not in an economic hardship. Okay, again, I got to stop this story. The only reason it's not in an economic hardship is because you guys continue to overtax us, overregulate us, get too much of our money into funding your insane budgets. If you connect the dots, Senator Anthony and Calamari, you would see what's coming on the horizon. The House Republicans' overall full government general budget is going to be a lot less, which means there's going to be major cuts. And included in those cuts is going to be the rollback of the income tax from 4.25 to 4.05, if not more. The only reason you're not in economic hardship, quote unquote, is because you've been overtaxing us. Well, based on inflation, based on the cost of everything going up, you're going to have to make some cuts. Well, Anthony on the House, or excuse me, the Senate floor yesterday said the Senate has done its job. The governor has done her job. It's time for the House to get serious and bring forward a comprehensive budget that doesn't shortchange our students or play political games with their future. Again, just because you don't like their budget doesn't mean you're going to get your way. We all together voted on an unscientific poll. Every single one of you who texted me said you wanted the Republicans to do this year. Stay strong on the budget. Don't kick the can down the road till next year elections, and then January of 2027, when hopefully maybe we get a Republican governor and a Republican majority back in the state Senate. You wanted it done this year. And if the House Republicans are listening, they would stand strong. Not cave in to Senator Anthony. Don't cave in to the governor. Well, kind of an interesting take by one of their candidates running for governor, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. He talked about the House Republicans' K-12 budget that passed last week at an event in the greater Lansing area, stating that there's no excuse for the delay to the budget when there's a statutory deadline of July 1st. It's what the law requires, and I think the House should follow the law, Gilchrist said. Again, no punishment. No jail time, no fines, no fees, no penalties, nothing in that statute, in that law. And Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has proven in court 7 different times she can do whatever she wants. She will follow and abide by any laws she chooses to that she agrees with, especially when there's no penalties. So stop talking about this suggested July 1st deadline. It's not rock hard. It's not drop dead. It's not a line in the sand. Matt Hall and the Republicans in the House are not going to go to jail if they don't pass a budget for schools by July 1st. It's time for you guys to realize that there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Matt Hall, Speaker of the Republican Majority in the House. And isn't it nice of Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks to finally agree to meet with him and sit down and talk with him on June 18th? Basically, 2 weeks from yesterday, for this arbitrary suggested July 1st deadline. I would argue the House Republicans have already done their job, Sarah. Time you and the Senate and the governor sit down with the Republicans past school budget and consider approving it. If you don't, my bet is you're not going to get a school budget on July 1st. On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading